We mentioned that this machlokes Rashi and Tosfos posh pshat how to learn the Mishnah. And we learned the Mishnah the way Rashi learns the Mishnah, which is that Kosav L'shul Malchus She'eno Higenes, L'shul Malchus Madai, L'shul Malchus Yavan, etc., etc. The halach is that the get is not a get, even Midai Raisa. That means Midai Raisa, she's an Eishes Eish. The fact that we treat the marriage of the second man as a marriage, that's a Chiddush, and that's only Midai Rabbanan. Tosfos, the Banim Tosfos on Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis, learns the sugi just the opposite, 180 degrees. Tosfos says punkfakert. Tosfos says that avada gevis, this get midai raisa is a good get. It's only midrabanan that it's not a good get, which means that when she got married to the second person, her marriage to the second person midai raisa is a good marriage. The fact that we treat her as married to the first person is only midrabanan, because midrabanan we don't treat the get as being a proper get. In other words, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, which one of these marriages is the Deiraisa marriage and which is the Derabbanan marriage? According to Rashi, the first marriage is the Deiraisa marriage, the second one is the Derabbanan. According to Tosfos, it's the first marriage that's only Midrabbanan, it's the second marriage that's Midrairaisa. And it plays a tremendous nafkamina how you learn Mishnayos. So if we weren't even learning Gemara, we were just learning Mishnayos, which is pretty much what we've learned up until this point. If we were going to sit down now and we were going to learn Mishnah Yoimi, this is the way you would learn the Mishnah. You have a Machlokes, two Mahalchim, how to learn the Mishnah, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, with completely different Mahalchim and how to learn the Mishnah. Because a lot of the narrative is going to change. A lot is the same, but a lot is also going to change if you learn the Sugya, not the way Rashi learns the Sugya, but the way Tosfos learns the Sugya. But there's a great Sakasha that needs to be spoken out with a tremendous Ma'ar Mokim that's tucked away right here at the end of the Masechta. It's the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha, but it's a Pashta Kasha. And really, Yeshua says, Pasha Pshat Rabbeinu Da Alma Kula, what's Pshat Rashi? How could it be according to Rashi that if a man gives his wife a get, but instead of writing L'shul Malchus Paras, he wrote L'shul Malchus Yavan, the halach is that the get's not a get Midai Raisa? Now the Gemara really asked the Kasha, right? The Gemara said, Mishum Shloim Malchus Teitzei Vavlad Mamzer? The Gemara said, yeah, we're going according to Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds Kala Mishana Mimatbeya Shatovu Chachamim Begitin Avlad Mams. Abafreik to Pnei Yeshua. That makes sense if you're dealing with a din deiraisa. So if we're dealing here with a psul deiraisa, so you are mishan on a deiraisa level, so then Yetziv Avlad Mams and a deiraisa. But to the extent that the mess up, the trip up, was a dirabanon, so how's it possible that messing up a technical dirabanon to get detail can make it that the get shouldn't be a get midai raisa? And Pnei Yeshua says three terutzim, but the first terutz is the one that's kedai to mention, and that is Pnei Yeshua says a chiddush nifla. Pnei Yeshua says it's true, midai raisa, you don't have to write the malchus. It's only midirabanon that you do, and it's only mishum shloim malchus. But at the same time, here's his words. Yesh lanu loymar. The kol de megarish adaita de rabbana megarish. That just like we know the rule is that kol de mekadish adaita de rabbana mekadish, kol de megarish is adaita de rabbana megarish. Ukamosha harachti bezeb tshuva alef. De lochein koisvin beget kedas moshe v'yisrael. The get itself has the words kedas moshe v'yisrael. Kamosha kosvu atoisis lil perka shalech taflamet gimel amet alef. That the reason a chosin under the chuppah says that Hareat Mekudesh is limit of Azu Kedas Moshe Yisrael, it's because called the Mekadesh Adaita the Rabbana Mekadesh. Says Zokta Pnei Yeshua, the get also says Kedas Moshe Yisrael. I mean that it says Kedas Moshe Yisrael, the Gerishin is also Adaita the Rabbanon. If the Gerishin is Adaita the Rabbanon, so the get has to be written in the way the Rabbanon want you to write the get. And if the Rabbanon Mishum Shloim Malchus want you to get the Malchus right, you have to write the get that way. And if you're not going to write the get that way, that get's going to be possible. So it's true, Midai Raisa, there's no Machayiv to write the get that way. It's only midrabbanan. But once the rabbanan said you have to write the get that way, call the megarish, adaita the rabbanan megarish, and if you do it the wrong way, it's not going to be okay. So if someone is mekadesh an isha and he doesn't do it the way the rabbanan wanted you to be mekadesh the isha, so there's a klal, a concept of afkin rabbanan l'kedusha minei. The same is true regarding gerushin. This is known as the chiddush of the Pnei Yeshua. He says it right here in Gittin Daf Amid Aleph. He also says it Le'il on Daf Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph. Demis is a big, big tumult, this Pnei Yeshua. The Rishonim already in different places seem to take sides and positions. Whether just like called him a Kaddish Adaita, the Rabbanim a Kaddish, so too called him a Garish Adaita, the Rabbanim a Garish. And it seems that the Pnei Yeshua was coming, Pe'ikr, meaning where did he have the places to say such a Chiddush? I mean, It's true we have a Shver Rashi, but the Pnei Yeshua has other Eitzes had a Bimiyash of the Rashi. But it was coming primarily from the Nusach of the Get. The Get says Kedas Moshe of Yisrael. And once the Get said Kedas Moshe of Yisrael, that already opens up the Pesach to be able to say some Torah. Either way, we have a daf to learn.